You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Welcome back. We are on December 8, 2022, and I remind you we are live streaming at rumble.com. You can go to rumble.com right now and enter in the search engine, one word, Larry Connors, USA. That'll take you right to our page, and you can push live. Join us in studio. If so, good to have you. And if you decide to join us later when your schedule allows, you can always go to the same page and pull up this program or others. If you did not call and pull up, I should say, the one yesterday, you really should, because it got kind of nasty near the end about how the Army and others might be deciding to take away their battle cries. They might be too offensive. They're meant to be offensive. You're fighting an enemy when you're yelling them. Well, it might frighten some, especially if they have female troops. If the Army hollered out "Hoorah!" well, or the Navy sailors would yell out "Yoo-haw!" or something similar like that. It's not "Yoo-haw," but I do know this: don't even begin to touch the Marines. "Hoorah!" Which, by the way, this Saturday, Army Navy game. You know the Marines are pulling for. All right, back to the top of our news here. We have, of course, a merchant of death freed at a prison exchange to get WNBA star Brittany Griner, I should say former. I'm sure she'll get a starting spot again now. Out of prison in Russia. And I will say again, I'm glad to have an American, any American, freed from Russia. But this same Brittany Griner was the one who would not go on the courts in advance of the national anthem being played. She didn't want to be out there while we were playing our national anthem. I wonder how many times she'll come out now and how thankful she will be for this country. Or will she? Or will she just kind of take an attitude as, I was going to get out anyway because I'm an WNBA star, a black woman, and I stand against America. And here, by our freedom of speech, we allow that. Whereas over there, you don't speak out against them. You don't break their laws. Same thing in China, North Korea. And do not even dare, since she's married to another woman, do not even dare make your way to a Muslim country. You'll never come out of there. And we're the bad country? And we gave up the Russian merchant of death in that prisoner swap. The Russians apparently were saying, you can get Brittany Griner, but we want the arms dealer back. This guy was caught and serving a 25-year sentence, caught in 2011, in a conspiracy to kill Americans. But even though he was doing that and delivering anti-aircraft missiles and other items of death to our enemies, we let him go back to Russia while we get back a basketball player. She is more than that. She is an American citizen. So I am glad we're getting her back. I just hope to hell she really appreciates it. Because left behind is Paul Phelan, who'd served in the U.S. Marines. He was in Russia back in 2016 on a business trip, and suddenly got grabbed up, and they claimed he was carrying out espionage. And he had, of course, a kangaroo court, a sham trial, convicted and sentenced to prison for a longer period of time than Brittany Griner for bringing marijuana oil into Russia. And Whalen has been quoted today as saying that he knows he was told that I'm a higher target. I thought we would all be released together. But I know I'd been told from the beginning that my case was different. He said, they've accused me of being a spy and put me at a higher level than they did either Trevor Reed, who Biden got released, or Brittany. Speaking of marijuana, starting today, December 8, recreational marijuana use is legal in Missouri for adults age 21 and over. Although for a time you could only buy from a marijuana dispensary and you must have a medical marijuana card. May I suggest, do not try to take it to Russia.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
I personally know at least three people who got sick from mold. It's not uncommon for homes, businesses to have a leak somewhere, and it doesn't take long for mold to start growing. Well, of course, I recommend Wellington Environmental. You don't want a company that's just going to clean up the water. Wellington has 34 years of experience. In fact, hospitals often have Wellington inspect and treat mold. Do what they do. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Call Wellington for a mold inspection, air testing, professional remediation. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rated with the Better Business Bureau. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner. Better. Safer. Be well with Wellington.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality and lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
They say all good things come to those who wait, and this outcome is absolutely worth the wait. The people of Georgia are better off, the Democratic Senate caucus is better off, and America is better off because he ran and won.
That is Senator Chuck Schumer, the majority leader in the Senate, and will stay so. They were going to anyway, even if Herschel Walker had beat Senator Warnock, but now they're going to have a 51-49. They do not have to have Kamala Harris available for a tie vote, unless they have a Democrat defect. I would not be surprised if Senator Manchin of West Virginia feels, you know, they screwed me around, talking about Chuck Schumer in a little closed-door meeting. When he finally decided after coming out and meeting with Chucky that, okay, I'm all in on the Infrastructure Reduction Comedy Act, as I call it, because they kind of made a deal that maybe, you know, I would get a pipeline access quickly developed for West Virginia and we could increase coal production. They were never going to do that. They were never going to do that. And I thought Manchin was a lot smarter. Maybe he just put too much trust into Chuck Schumer, believing the man was going to be a man of his word. Well, now you know, don't you? And, of course, now Chuck Schumer is saying he and the Democrats want to pass an omnibus spending bill to cover government spending for the entire next year, so it can avoid the problem of a House Republican majority under Congressman McCarthy or whoever ends up being the House Speaker of having any control over spending legislation. That would be a damn bad idea. Do not do that for a year. This is the time I would say, all right, let's do a continuing resolution. Get through the end of this year so those newly elected Republicans are in office, and hopefully they would show the spine and stick to what they said they would do and they would reject a lot of the CRAP that's going to be pushed inside that bill. But if they sign off to get it done for a whole year, that takes away any ability of whoever the House Speaker would be to try to hold some balance, check and balance, as it were, against the Senate and anything the Senate majority and Obama want to do. You should contact your legislators and say, do not approve that thing now. Wait until after January, then take a vote. Because they will try to do that. They will try to rush through Puerto Rico and D.C. as states, giving each of them two U.S. senators and one member of Congress, and try to pack the court. They would do everything they told you. We won't do that. Liar, liar, pants on fire again. Chuck Schumer sets the stage. The rest of them come running. But let's go back to the issue of Warnock beating Herschel Walker. It was pretty expected. And some say it's because of Trump's endorsement. Some say the Democrats just outplayed the Republicans. Let's hear.
Let's dance because we deserve it. But tomorrow we go back down into the valley to do the work.
I don't want any of you to stop dreaming. I don't want any of you to stop believing in America. I want you to believe in America and continue to believe in the Constitution and believe in our elected officials most of all.
The triumph of Senator Raphael Warnock narrowly defeating his unqualified Trump-backed opponent. But will Republicans actually do any soul-searching after another defeat for Team Trump? I think you know the answer. Also tonight, democracy was on the ballot in the midterms. Now it's on the line in the Supreme Court, with conservative justices possibly set to give state legislatures the power to overturn the will of the voters.
Let's correct her right there, because Joy Reid once again has gone way out of bounds on that they were going to give an effort to overturn the will of the voters. Here's what she's referring to. Yesterday, the Supreme Court did hear oral arguments for 3 hours, and apparently there's not a majority justice eager to hear anything about a sweeping legal theory advanced by Republican state lawmakers that would give near total authority to state legislators to design congressional districts and shape the rules governing federal elections in the states. In fact, some of the court's conservative justices seem to favor an outcome that would preserve some role, maybe a diminished role, for state courts and constitutions in regulating any federal election. And Chief Justice John Roberts, who represented North Carolina's legislative leaders, asking David Thompson, who represented North Carolina's leaders, you suggest there's a narrower alternative ground to decide the case in your favor, and would allow some substantive state restrictions to be enforced. Can you articulate on what that is? And he made an answer. He was dealing with an appeal by a ruling of North Carolina's top court that ordered a new congressional map to be drawn after finding the GOP version violated the state constitution because it's more pro-Republican. Whatever argument he made was heard, and whether or not it's going to hold any sway on a majority of the court is yet to be seen. But when you hear Joy Reid said, now they're out to use the Supreme Court to take away your vote and overturn it. Once again, voter suppression. Just throw it out there enough and people will begin to buy it. That's what she's trying to do. But the bottom line is, Warnock won the election. And if you thought there's going to be voter suppression in Georgia, there wasn't. He won by more than 100,000. If there's any suppression, it was Herschel Walker voters being suppressed. Not being suppressed, but either deciding it's not worth it, he can't win, or maybe they were taking an attitude that even though he's a black man, just like Warnock, he's a different black man because he has an R behind his name. As we hear from Laura Lopez, PBS White House correspondent.
One of the things that you hear more and more and more, it's not universal, nowhere close, more and more and more is it's Donald Trump, that our problem was Trump and we need to push him to the side. Will that last this time? Not the first time we've heard it. Will it last?
I mean, it's hard to say that it'll last simply because, you know, what the past has shown us is that every time you think that there will be a complete break from the former president, there isn't. If there would have been one, I would have thought it would have been after the January 6th insurrection, and it still didn't come then.
It's not Trump. It's because they wouldn't let people like me help Herschel Walker.
The audacity and really the frank rudeness of the campaign consultants and Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham, where they thought, you know, we're going to keep Marjorie Taylor Greene away from Herschel Walker, and we don't need her voice at his campaign rallies and events where we're campaigning all of this all over the state, I think is a really major mistake and an insult to me.
So what the CNN anchor was saying is when he said it's not me, it's the Trump people wouldn't let me get near him and the candidate that. He was quoting Marjorie Taylor Greene. You heard her say, I think it because I was kept away from the campaign that I couldn't help him, and I might could have helped him. And within that midst, you also have, and we're going to get into more detail with Joy Reid a little bit later, it's not even Trump, it's that Herschel Walker is a dumb, stupid black man who can't even make a sentence. Now, can you imagine, dare you imagine, somebody in a conservative group saying that about Warnock or any other Democrat who is a black or of color, if you prefer. You know how that would blow up. But aside from that exchange, whether or not Trump had an effect, whether or not Marjorie Greene had an effect, whether the racism against Republican blacks had a reason, Audie Cornish with CNN points out something else.
I think you want to follow the money, though. If you're Peter Thiel, you just lost a bunch of cash into races where you were not successful. Mehmet Oz just saw what happened when he poured all his money into his race. Democrats were able to put their money to work in smarter ways around more consistent messaging, and they put way more ads on air, and they use them to define these candidates, not just in relation to Trump, but in relation to the actual platform of the party in so many ways about Dobbs, abortion, and other things. Mm-hmm. So I think these senators feel bold now because they've had a couple voters come out and they feel like, oh, God, okay, I don't have to be scared of Trump. But the truth is, if you don't have a Trump, what is your alternative vision for the ideal Republican candidate?
That's going to be a big question for Republicans going forward. I've got a quick answer for them. Ron DeSantis. I've made it very clear from the beginning, when Trump first announced his candidacy, among the other, what, we had 15, 16 Republicans running, that Trump was not my first, second, or third choice. But when it came down between Trump and Hillary Benghazi Clinton, it was going to be Trump. And every night I thank God for his providence that Trump did get elected and he was in position to appoint three Supreme Court justices who were going to go by constitutional law. And when the Roe v. Wade case came back up, they said it's not in the Constitution. There is no constitutional protection. It goes back to the states, which is exactly what Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a liberal justice on the court, had also said. She wasn't on the court at the time that decision was issued, Roe v. Wade. And I have also thanked God that I think that has saved hundreds of thousands of babies, because some states immediately outlawed all abortions, and I may have a problem with outlawing all of them. They allow restrictions normally if the woman's life is in danger, but they do nothing about rape and incest. And I've got a little issue there, but that's a small slice of the entire story. But I do think hundreds of thousands of babies will be born because the mothers, you know, it's just too far to go and everything. Or maybe they're going to do it and make a trip and go to a state where it does. but they think and may actually pray about it more before they do it. I would hope any woman would seriously think about it, at least, of what she's doing. Instead of just setting an appointment with the abortion clinic, just like calling in a pedicure appointment. But then this battle inside the House, who is going to control the House? We thought McCarthy was going to be a shoo-in, not so. We got Republicans already beginning to bend over to the Republican and Democrats trying to be buddy-buddy. And James Carville said, this could be a disaster.
I heard a rumor today that McCarthy's feeling out some possible Democrats to try to get him to vote for it. I think the next Speaker of the House may not be a member of the House. Hakeem said that they wouldn't do that, but remember the whole House votes and they're floating, you know, six Republicans and a Democrats elect a Speaker, which is that's a real possibility. I don't think that Hakeem would automatically go along with that unless he got something in return. But McCarthy's going to have trouble holding that whole caucus together. And they're going to find out that, you know, they relish and they like the trouble we had in the Senate and the close votes and, you know, Senator Manchin and Senator Sinema. That shoe goes on their foot now. And that's absolutely correct. You could be Speaker. I could be Speaker.
You do not have to be a member of Congress to be elected Speaker of the House. Did you know that? You don't have to be a lawyer to be appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Coming up, Joy Reid on a victory for blacks. For some companies, loyalty is a lost word. You give a company your business, your years, but in the end, you're just a number. But at Ackerman Toyota, loyalty is appreciated. Thousands of customers personally know this. New Ackerman customers quickly see it. Loyalty defines Ackerman Toyota for all customers and employees. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life. Here's exciting news for Cafe Napoli. Soon there will be Napoli Sea. Unique, exquisite. The finest, freshest seafood, lobster, crab, the best caviar. Napoli Sea will be next door to Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles. So it's going to be easy to satisfy your seafood craving or the finest Italian food. Napoli Sea, coming soon. Joining Cafe Napoli St. Charles, Counting Country, and Clayton. This is Larry Connors. You're listening to KYRO, 1280 AM, 105.3 FM. KYRO, Troy, Missouri.
Larry Connors USA.
But importantly, Senator Warnock's win is a victory for black Americans, quite frankly, who can definitely avoid the humiliation of enduring 6 years of Herschel Walker's incompetence in the Senate after being trotted out by Republicans as a cynical insult. As Charles Blow writes in the New York Times, the best that could be hoped for was a black person who was willing to fall in line and vote with the party. Walker had proven that he would do that. He would be a willing puppet for their ventriloquism, and he came dangerously close to winning. This will remain a stain on the Republican Party.
A stain on the Republican Party. That's Joy Reid of MSNBC telling you that Walker was a stupid black man. Now, Joy Reid is black. Senator Warnock is black. Here's a voice from another black spokesman. This is a CNN political commentator, Van Jones, saying, I think Herschel used to be an inspiration, but now is an insult to the black community. He said, I think Trump was a little too clever by half in picking him. He said, Trump was probably thinking, I know I'm going to put a black guy against a black guy, but he picked the wrong black guy. That's Van Jones, black political commentator at CNN. And adding to it, political commentator Ashley Allison, who said, I think if you're Herschel Walker, you are an insult to the black voters of Georgia. You do know that the votes he got were not all from blacks. But still, he was 100,000 votes short. And not all of the votes Warnock got came from blacks. If you watch his rally and those standing behind him, there were many white faces as well. When are we going to get past skin color? When they quit making it a divisive issue. They were two political candidates. All right, you think one is unqualified, then you don't vote for him. But it could also be the money pouring out that we were talking about earlier. Follow the money. And, of course, it also says a lot about the disarray of the Republican Party. So this mocking statement from Congressman Swalwell, Democrat of California, stings, and it should. He said, I don't know about you, but I think Rona McDaniel is doing an outstanding job running the RNC, the Republican National Committee, four more years. No corporation would allow a CEO to have this many failures and continue to hold the job. No football team would allow the head coach to stay if they had this many losses. We should have swept. There should have been a red tsunami. There should have been a red wave. We either chose inadequate candidates, didn't spend the money where we should have, Chuck Schumer, pay attention to this, or we did not make a big effort and do door-to-door knocking and all-out grassroots campaigning. We just kind of thought, oh, well, it'll be okay. And I warned you, I said, do not buy into the argument that it might be all right. You got to keep in mind it might not. And now you see. Next 2 years will not be just a midterm, it'll be a general election. But all the House members will be up for election again, a third of the Senate. And of course, what do we know about Twitter and what it's been doing behind the scenes before Musk took over involving this election and the first 2 years of the Biden administration? We're going to dig into that, and let's begin by statements from Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio, said, I got a big question to be resolved.
Here's one question I have. This Elvis Chan, a guy who was working at the FBI, who was doing these weekly briefings in the run-up to the 2020 election, I want to talk to him and ask him, did you talk to Jim Baker? You're out there in San Francisco and Northern California. Did you have meetings with Jim Baker? Did Jim Baker get a readout of what you messages and information you convey to Twitter and other social media platforms? I think that's a great place to start.
I do, too. And you know who Jim Baker is? He was, until a couple of days ago, he still is a former FBI agent, but he was a general counsel for Twitter, helping hide the propaganda.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
My sponsors keep this program on the air, so my thanks to John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
And now we're learning the central player is a guy who, when he was at the FBI as chief counsel, he was involved in the Trump-Russia spying, all that baloney. He was the guy that took the information from Zussman, Clinton's lawyer, about the Alpha Bank hoax and scam. Then he goes to Twitter, suppresses the information in 2020.
Right, but what are FBI whistleblowers telling you? Sorry, this is serious stuff. What are FBI whistleblowers telling you?
They're telling me what I was just describing represents the hierarchy of the FBI. And one whistleblower, one FBI agent who came to us as a whistleblower said, rotten at the core, at the Washington field office, at the upper echelons of the FBI. That's what they're telling us. Not one, multiple whistleblowers have told us that.
Yeah, multiple whistleblowers have done that. And again, that's Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio. He was being interviewed on Fox, and listen, I am also guilty, so when I say the next remarks about the female anchor interviewing him, I'm also guilty of stepping on guys and trying to speed it up, get to the main issue. I thought Jim was doing an effective job. She thought not, but she said, well, this is serious stuff. Well, he's discussing serious stuff at that moment, but she wanted to jump ahead, so I think she probably should let him finish first. But, again, it's live, and that happens. I'm guilty of it. Maybe once in 50 years. If you believe that, I want to play poker with you. I will. Let's do it. But he is right in the sense of Baker, who was a former FBI agent, James Baker, who was then employed by Twitter. He was the one that was basically responsible for getting out the word in advance of the Biden and Trump runoff, election, already knowing that they had the Hunter Biden laptop for a year, and nothing had been done about it, and probably was never going to surface except the New York Sun got a hold of it and published an article just weeks before the election. And they knew that they had hold of it, and they were probably going to run it. So they started doing counter-intel right away and going out and said, hey, you guys be aware there may be more Russian propaganda like there was last time. There wasn't any last time. And any sensible, unbiased, that's a big word in the reporting industry, unbiased reporter would say, we spent 2 years and millions of dollars and there was never proven any Russian collusion. And I would immediately question this allegation. And then they got into the idea, well, maybe this material was hacked. And he, as general counsel for Twitter, is saying, you know, out of an abundance of caution, probably should not run anything the Sun puts out about this Hunter Biden laptop because it might have been hacked from the computer. Even members in the hierarchy of Twitter were questioning that. Does this really fit our policy? I mean, can we use that as, quote, an excuse? Whatever. They did. They kept Twitter from getting online, our Sun from getting on its Twitter account, Facebook, Google, anything they had available, all shut down. And then you got the big publishing companies, New York Times and so forth, they all walked away from it. NPR, which you helped fund with your tax dollars, said, it's all fiction. We're not going to be caught up in fiction. We deal only with facts. And remember the CBS 60 Minutes interview with Leslie Stahl with Trump, and he said, you know, and then I was spied upon, and they cheated in the election, and she said, oh, Mr. President, we don't say, there was never any proof of that. He said, yes, there was. No, there wasn't, sir. There never was. And yet I've told you, before the first vote was cast, the FBI was already meddling in the 2020 election by trying to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop story. That's meddling with information for the American public that might have changed the election. Basically, as Jim Jordan says, we ended up with the FBI. The FBI was clearly weaponized.
When is the FBI just going to stay out of elections and let we the people decide? Because remember, 2016, it was Trump-Russia. 2018, it was the Mueller investigation. 2020, it was suppression of the Hunter Biden story. 2022, 91 days before the midterm elections, they raid President Trump's home. And now, just 2 weeks ago, 3 days after he announces he's running, what are they doing? The special counsel to harass him. That's five elections in a row. You had 51 former intel officials, Clapper, Brennan, and 49 others who signed that letter that says this has all the earmarks of a Russian misinformation operation. Baloney. It was true. So when the FBI comes in weekly and talks to these social media platforms, with that being the context, of course they're going to keep that information from getting to we the people. Again, just days before the most important election we have. That's the problem. Here's the situation now with Democrats. They don't believe in the First Amendment. Democrats now say, if you don't agree with me, you're not supposed to talk. You're not supposed to share information. And if you do, we're going to call you all kinds of names. Or we're going to suppress it. And that's what happened here.
Yes, that's what happened here. They suppressed it. That's what they were doing. You know, we've also seen how the woke companies like Disney with Iger back in making claims that, hey, we're not part of all that stuff. Don't link us in with all that. I mean, and he even said the other day, I regret that we got drug into the battle in Florida over the Don't Say Gay bill, when in fact, when he was at Disney, he was leading the charge for that. Now he's got Disney back involved in gun control laws. They're past providing just entertainment value for kids like originally envisioned by Walt Disney. But then we got other cases like you got LGBT issues being pushed on corporations. Any woke issue they can push, they will do so. I didn't have time the other day because of the election and everything, but I want to spend some time now on Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, as he's questioning the head of Kroger and raising a question about what was happening at Kroger that involved federal action and lawsuit.
Would you make such accommodations based on their Christian beliefs as well?
We would not get involved in terms of religious beliefs.
Okay, the reason I ask is that you recently agreed to pay $180,000 to settle a religious discrimination case in Conway, Arkansas. In that case, two Kroger employees, Brenda Lawson, age 72, and Trudy Rickard, age 57, declined the directive to begin wearing a new store apron with a multicolored heart symbol on it. They, like many other of your employees, felt uncomfortable with the new aprons because they thought the heart resembled a gay pride symbol. Rather than make accommodations, Kroger fired these two employees. One employee simply asked to cover the symbol with a name tag, but Kroger refused even that reasonable accommodation.
Yeah. They wouldn't even do that. But that was not the end of the questioning, because Cotton continued to follow up.
One employee simply asked to cover the symbol with a name tag, but Kroger refused even that reasonable accommodation. Are you aware of these terminations, Mr. McMullen?
Senator, I am not.
This was not a private lawsuit either by two disgruntled employees, Mr. Mullen. This was brought by the EEOC. So are you not aware, when your company is sued for religious discrimination by the United States government?
No, sir, I am not. Not always.
Well, I'm disappointed by that. Are you aware that, Mr. McMullen, are you aware that Kroger has something called an allyship guide for its employees?
Yes, Senator.
Okay. In the allyship guide, you direct employees to stop using sir and ma'am because they're not inclusive. Do you expect 72-year-old employees in rural areas of Arkansas to really stop using words like sir and ma'am?
If you look at our allyship guide overall, it's trying to support our associates and going forward and trying to be inclusive for everybody with all different beliefs. And when you look at our associate resource group, our associate resource groups were created several years ago for people with different types of interests. And we think it's incredibly important to be an inclusive opening culture to welcome all associates.
No, they don't. They do not. Every time they use the word, anytime a woke group or woke corporation says inclusive, they mean exclusive. Let's try a little bit more, see if we get anything else out of this interview.
Are you still requiring employees to wear the apron with the rainbow heart symbol on it?
Yeah, if you look at this, we put in place an apron several years ago because our associates wanted to have a common dress code. The heart is the symbol of art. The Kroger's fundamental purpose is to feed the human spirit. And part of feeding the human spirit is the heart. And that heart is our fundamental strategy to support our purpose. The colors were not tied to any specific thing.
Well, I'm not sure I believe that because it was introduced during Pride Month as a supposed sign of inclusivity, and a federal judge didn't agree with it either. That's why you rejected your company's motion for summary judgment.
Nailed
and
it.
You just paid $180,000 to two employees that you wrongly terminated.
By he the just way, would you nailed like- it. He just absolutely nailed it. What do you mean they weren't tied to anything? You introduced them through Pride Week, and the judge agreed that that's when you introduced them. And that's why you got hit and penalized by the judge. They think you can sit there and just explain all this wokeness away? We will fight it every day. Coming up, a death anniversary.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I personally know at least three people who got sick from mold. It's not uncommon for homes, businesses to have a leak somewhere, and it doesn't take long for mold to start growing. Well, of course, I recommend Wellington Environmental. You don't want a company that's just going to clean up the water. Wellington has 34 years of experience. In fact, hospitals often have Wellington inspect and treat mold. Do what they do. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Call Wellington for a mold inspection, air testing, professional remediation. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rated with the Better Business Bureau. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner. Better. Safer. Be well. With Wellington. The other day, some listeners saw me in Cafe Napoli, and one said, "We see you here all the time." I said, "Yes, you do. I am the Cafe Napoli ambassador." Truth is, I've been a Napoli customer for decades, when there was only the Clayton location, then Town and Country, now St. Charles. Trust me, you'll enjoy great food, drinks, service. Cafe Napoli, Clayton, Town and Country, streets of St. Charles, and tell them the Cafe Napoli ambassador sent you.
Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light. Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light. Roxanne.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Former Beatle John Lennon murdered in New York.
Out of a limousine, and they went inside the gate, and then all of a sudden they heard 5-6 shots, and that was it.
Four cops pulled John Lennon out and put him into the back of a police car, and his mouth, he was bleeding from his mouth, and it was a terrible sight.
And during the day, this afternoon, before the rain began, a crowd of as many as 2,000 people came out here.
Police speculate that Chapman arrived in New York last week. He had begun to stalk Lennon from his room here at the West 63rd Street Y.
That is, of course, the death of John Lennon on the streets of New York on December 9th. This date, 1980, 42 years ago. The motive, apparently personal resentment. He'd gotten an autograph from Lennon earlier, or had asked for one. Mark Chapman, by the way, just this 2 months ago, September 12th, was once again turned down for parole, denied parole for the 12th time. He's now 67, serving a 20-year-to-life sentence at Green Haven Correctional Facility in New York, but again denied parole. In fact, actually, it was in August. The word just came out in September. They have to decide every 2 years if he's eligible for parole, and that's what they've been doing since year 2000 anyway, and they say no, and the transcript not being made public at this point. In 2018, his 10th time seeking parole, the panel did tell NPR that releasing him would be, quote, incompatible with the welfare and safety of society, that Chapman had shown a callous disregard of human pain and suffering. And, of course, John Lennon's widow, Yoko Ono, historically sending a letter to the board every 2 years to request that he stay in prison. Now, Chapman had traveled from Hawaii to New York to assassinate the Beatles star. And earlier in the day, he struggled, apparently, internally, whether he was going to carry out the murder. He apparently said, I wasn't all totally cold-blooded, but most of it was. I did try to tell myself to leave. I've got the album. Take it home. Show my wife. Everything be fine. So he did get a signature on the album. He said, but I was so compelled to commit that murder that nothing would have dragged me away from that building. So he waited for John Lennon to come home, and apparently, according to Yoko Ono, the last words he had said prior to that time, he said, I said, shall we go and have dinner before we go home? I think that's what she said he was stating. Right after the death became public, of course, masses began to pour onto that location. McCartney was asked on the street how he felt about it. His reaction, not exactly maybe what you would have expected in a kind of a dry way. He said, drag, isn't it? You know, just a total drag? Fans say we think McCartney just simply hadn't come to terms with the event at the time. He also had a song written by Paul McCartney for the 1982 album Tug of War as a tribute to his relationship with John Lennon, Here Today. That song was in tribute to John Lennon. Now, in the midst of all this also, the Daily News published a column written by Jim Lee Breslin on Deadline after he got the call that John Lennon had been shot. And Breslin quickly got into a story of the tale of the New York cops who drove the dying Beatles star to the hospital. Now, I want to emphasize something. I don't know for sure what Breslin put in the column was fact for fact. I'm not denying it. I'm just saying I don't know. And there had been some questioning Breslin, especially the timing. How could he get it out that quick? I'm not denying it. Apparently he had the names right because no one's disputed that. But what he was writing about, he said one of the officers, Tony Palma, had even gone to see Beatlemania. And then last night, a 34-year-old man, he was in a patrol car at 82nd and Columbus, and a call came over the radio, man shot, 1 West 72nd. Palm and his partner, Herb Frauenberger, rushed through the Manhattan streets to an address they knew was one of the most living places in the country, the Dakota Apartments. Breslin tells his New York officer, Palma, was sitting in his patrol car when that call came in, like I said. When he got there, another car was already there ahead of him. Palma got out, saw the officers. He caught the man against the building, handcuffing him. And Palma asked, where's the guy shot? And one of the cops said, in the back. And he goes to the back and sees, when he rolls him over, that it's John Lennon. He said he grabbed the arms, his partner grabbed the legs. They got him into another patrol car and then rushed him to the hospital seconds away. And one of them asked him at one point, are you John Lennon? The back guy in the back nodded and groaned. That's the story, according to Jimmy Breslin. Obviously breathtaking, as written. By the way, the most famous quote from John Lennon, a dream you dream alone is only a dream. A dream you dream together is reality. As always, thank you for listening. Share the word with others. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.